Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Prayer. I'm Jenny, a member of community here at Scargill. Just a short prayer before we get started. Dear God, we pray for this morning that you have made, for the sun, for all that is here, inside and outside, for the birds, and just the beauty around us. We thank you. We thank you for all you do to bless us. And we give this day and this time to you. In Jesus' name, amen. It's my free choice today, so took me a while to decide what I was going to... But there's always been a reading part in the Bible that has spoken to me quite a bit, and that is about the slave Hagar and how she was involved in the story, Christian story. So I'm going to be reading from Genesis, and that is chapter 16, verses 1 to 15, sorry, 16 even. And that is page 16 in the Chapel Bibles. I hope it's 16. And we start with Hagar and Ishmael. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar. So she said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her." Abram agreed to what Sarai said. So after Abram had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarai, his wife, took her Egyptian maidservant Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. I put my servant in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me." "Your servant is in your hands," Abram said. "Do with her whatever you think best." Then Sarai ill-treated Hagar, so she fled from her. The angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert. It was the spring that is beside the road to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going?" "I'm running away from my mistress, Sarai," she answered. Then the angel of the Lord told her, "Go back to your mistress and submit to her." The angel added, "I will so increase your descendants that they will be too numerous to count." The angel of the Lord also said to her, "You are now with child and you will have a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand against him. And he will live in hostility towards all his brothers." She gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees me. For she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. That is why the well was called Beer Lahar Roy, and it is still there between Kadesh and Bered. So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram gave the name Ishmael to the son she had born. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael. Just a couple of minutes while we just reflect on that. The verses that struck me from that reading were, she gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me, for she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. You are the God who sees me and sees everyone here. It made me think about how we see people, particularly. And how we can judge people. And also how people can be really overlooked in this world. And it just got me thinking about Jesus and how his when he met people, how he always saw them. So I've just got a few examples here. So there was the story in Luke 7, verse 13, about the widow's son and how he was filled when he saw this lady. He was filled with compassion when her only son had died. So he saw her. And also Matthew 9, verse 36, Jesus sees the crowds and has compassion on them. They were like sheep without a shepherd. And even at his worst time on the cross, Jesus saw his mother and his disciple. And even at that time, he thought of them and spoke to them. So, going back to how we see people, I thought I've got some prayer points here. And the first one, things we can pray into. Who are the unseen in our world? Who are the unseen in our communities? Just a couple examples you want to think of. Some the homeless are very often overlooked. We see people just walking past them. So that's thinking Hagar was a slave, and so the victims of modern slavery today, I was looking up some facts, and almost 50 million people are trapped in slavery worldwide, even now. And this affects every country on earth. So this is happening in this country as well in the world. And it is unseen, but those people God does see, even if we don't know where they are. So that's a few examples. The second prayer point was, how can we see these people as God sees them? So just a few minutes just to pray into some of those things. Thank you, God, that you see people. You see us and you see so many in your world. And you love them. We pray that we will see them in the same way that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. There is a continuation of the story. I'm just going to read just a very short bit because the story doesn't really end there. Again, so we are on Genesis 21. And I'm not going to read all the verses. So basically Abraham, so that Ishmael is now is about 13 years old. And Isaac has been born to Abraham and Sarah. And Sarah has got rid of Hagar. So Hagar is now, has run off again with her son. So we're starting at verse 14. Early the next morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. He set them on her shoulders and then sent her off with the boy. She went on her way and wandered in the desert of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she put the boy under one of the bushes. Then she went off and sat down nearby, about a bow shot away, for she thought, I cannot watch the boy die. And as she sat there nearby, she began to sob. God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, What is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. God was with him as he grew up. He lived in the desert and became an archer. While he was living in the desert of Paran, his mother got a wife for him from Egypt. I just thought I had to read a little bit of the continuation because it shows God's plan for Hagar and for Ishmael, that they would still be involved in his story. So I just love the way that God stepped in and again and spoke to Hagar and provided for her and her son. So we're going to just listen to a song quickly and then breakfast will be served downstairs. It's El Shaddai, which I just think is a lovely, just a beautiful song and does mention about Hagar as well in that.